Here with me in this interview, I have Shannon Houff with Monsanto. And first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do for the company.
Thanks. I'm the Area Technology Development Manager. So along with a team of TDRs, we cover much of Iowa and Minnesota, and we're focused on the deployment of new germplasm, along with selecting and really better understanding these new traits that are currently in the marketplace and the new traits that we will be launching into the marketplace in the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, we have a gorgeous weather for a Monsanto Technology Showcase tour stop here in Iowa. One of the things that growers are learning about here is how some of the products that Monsanto is bringing into the market are helping in corn with things like stress mitigation. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep, starting really 3 years ago, following the droughts that we saw in Illinois, we realized that when we had launched the YieldGuard rootworm technology, you know, our expectations were to see an 8 to 10 bushel per acre yield increase. Well, following that drought, you know, we were seeing yield increases of 20 to, you know, in some instances, 30 bushel to the acre just with that technology. And when you go back and you filter through all the data, you realize that, you know, in those areas where we had that drought, we noticed that much of that yield increase was due to that YieldGuard rootworm technology. So in the following years, after that drought, we started a series of trials, the stress mitigation demonstrations. And what those were aimed at is to better understand this technology. Today, we are utilizing the YieldGuard VT Triple technology to demonstrate those advantages that when corn with that technology is grown under drought stress, you can see both the visual differences and then also the yield differences.
Well, here at this demonstration facility, how are you able to do that? I noticed that we have a tent set up out here. Can you kind of describe the trial and setup to show this?
Yep. So this year in Iowa, you know, we've been nothing but certainly an excess of rainfall. This location, since really about the 1st of May, has received probably upwards of 30 inches of annual rainfall so far. So we're about, we have about a year and a half worth of rainfall in a real short period of time, you know, 2 months. So what we do in Iowa is we erect a tent that still allows the light to reach the plant, so we don't have a greenhouse environment. We have a natural environment, but it keeps the rainfall off of those plants, so we're able to create an environment that's similar to what you would have with a drought.
Mm-hmm. And looking at what you have shown here, how would you describe the performance of the crop that's underneath and in those conditions versus those that have been out?
What you will visually see is that the YieldGuard VT Triple hybrids have both that visual appearance of a taller, more healthier plant. The other thing that you can't see is underground. And how do we measure the differences underground is we use soil moisture probes that go 5 feet below the soil surface. Every 15 minutes, the data is recorded, dialed via cell phone back to a database, and we're able to record that root structure has significantly deeper into the ground than the non-rootworm traded products. Last year's data would suggest that the YieldGuard VT Triple hybrids have about a period of 20 days of root growth in advance over the non-YieldGuard rootworm products. So if you think about it like this, you have 20 days of moisture uptake with a YieldGuard VT Triple product, and a plant uses about 3/10 of an inch of moisture each day. So a significant moisture advantage with a traded product.
So since you can't predict the weather too far ahead of time anyway, when a farmer's looking at his choices for what he's going to plant, especially with corn, with the types of traits and products that you're describing, then they're going to have value for him really almost regardless of the conditions, especially in terms of moisture?
Yep. So when we bring these traits to the marketplace, you know, we were focused on weeds and bugs. You know, we were wanting to bring a Roundup Ready corn program to the marketplace because it had allowed for excellent weed control, similar to what farmers used or were used to with the Roundup Ready soybeans. We then brought forward the YieldGuard products, the YieldGuard rootworm and the YieldGuard corn borer, to control bugs. And then through, you know, continued research, we were able to realize that these insect and really the weed control traits were enabling farmers to mitigate risk, you know, in the absence of whether you had plenty of moisture or in the absence of moisture. And so it was really an added benefit with some of these traits following the launch of what they originally brought forward, and that was for weed control and to keep insects off the plants.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at next season, at this point, anything you want to talk about in terms of what's coming to the market in this area for the next growing season?
You know, Monsanto stands in a great position. We will be launching two technologies next year. The first technology is Roundup Ready to yield soybeans. Farmers in central Iowa, northern Iowa, southern Iowa, regardless of where you're located, will be able to purchase the Roundup Ready to yield soybeans that have about a 7 to 11% yield advantage. In terms of bushel to the acre, really you're looking at about a 4 to 5 bushel to the acre advantage. The yield comes from more seeds on each on that plant. Essentially, six seeds per plant, and really that equals 4 to 5 bushel to the acre. The other thing is, you know, we have those trials located at Iowa State University with Dr. Peterson, and he is continuing. This is his second year of research where he's trying to identify that same finding that we found at Monsanto, and we're happy to report that he's on track to find those same advantages of about 7 to 11%.
Wonderful. Anything else that's being presented out at the technology showcase tour stops that you think growers should know about or be interested in?
From a corn standpoint, you know, we're looking at the second generation corn borer trait, which is the YieldGuard VT Triple Pro. But if you think about, aside from traits, you know, the big thing that we're looking at, and this is across the industry, is how do we get more yield out of that corn acre? And really what we're looking at is how we're going to get more yield. Is the simplest way is to really increase the number of plants per acre. Farmers over the last 5 to 10 years have slowly increased that planting population. But really, given the traits that we have today and given the germplasm that we have today, we feel we can take that planting population to the next step. What we're looking at is the really increasing about 10% of the plants per acre. So if you're at 30,000 plants per acre, you know, increasing that to about 33,000 plants per acre. And again, by doing that, we're going to get more ears on that acre, which is really going to drive yield faster than if we look at other inputs, such as nitrogen or any other crop protection products.
Well, thank you very much, Shannon Hauf, with Monsanto here at the Technology Showcase Tour Stop in Iowa. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.